Good day, and welcome to the Shantagold conference call. As a reminder, today's call is being recorded. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If you would like to queue for a question at any time throughout the call, please signal by pressing star one on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star one to ask a question. At this time, I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Eric Zurin, CEO. Please go ahead.
Thanks very much, operator. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for dialing into today's quarter four production and operations report for Shanta. Just as a reminder, Shanta Gold is an East African gold producer and explorer, both in Kenya and Tanzania, where we are the third largest gold company. Joining me today on the call is Luke Leslie, CFO of Shanta. Now, before I begin, obviously, despite some challenges we had last year, we are pleased to have exited the year within our revised guidance and, most importantly, forecasted growth for this current year, back up to 68,000 to 76,000 ounces of gold production. We continue to illustrate that despite some significant challenges we had in the year, our robust fundamentals continue to underpin our business, and that's supported by an exceptionally strong safety record, balance sheet, and self-funded exploration and development program. So let's begin now on slide three of the presentation and take you through some of these points. As I said, we have a diversified portfolio of East African gold assets, and we believe it's an incredibly attractive valuation. We've operated successfully in Tanzania now for 20 years, and we've been in production at our main asset for the last 10. Over the last few years, we've transitioned from a single asset, high-leveraged, hedged gold producer to what we are today now at the end of 2021. With three assets in the portfolio, very strong balance sheet, production growing, and in about 12 months' time, for the first time ever, we will cross the 100,000 ounce per year production rate. Since 2018, the team's done an incredibly good job of broadening our portfolio, eliminating the debt, and moving us to an unhedged position. And I must remind you again that we have this diversified portfolio of assets in two countries, and we have the right culture across the company to exploit on that portfolio. On to slide four of the presentation, which takes you through what that growth trajectory looks like. And this is really on the back of what we announced in our five-year plan in the summer. We have our two assets in Tanzania, and then moving up to a third asset at the West Kenya project, we believe could be brought into production by 2025. Shanta is clearly in a growth phase across all of our portfolios, and we remain committed to funding that growth through our internally generated cash from operations and liquidity that we have within the company. At New Luika, the name of the game there is reserve life extension. This asset is well proven over the last nine producing years, and every year we add of new reserves goes predominantly straight to the bottom line as all the capital is already invested. Construction at Singida, you can see here, is ongoing and will begin production in 2023 when we've here forecasted about 35,000 ounces next year onto the group production base. And I'll take you through some of the highlights of Singida's construction progress as we sit today. And then finally, the resource upgrade and the resource expansion at West Kenya, which, as we've highlighted throughout 2021, is showing incredibly strong, high-grade, very attractive intersections in our over 30,000 meters of drilling last year. And we continue to believe we've got an exceptionally attractive asset to progress throughout this year and over the next couple of years. Moving on to slide five, a few words on our quarter four production. During the quarter, we produced 12,244 ounces at a gold grade of about 2 grams per ton. As you can see here, and we'll talk a bit more, liquidity remains very good. We had at the end of the quarter $15.9 million of liquidity. We also had another $4 million undrawn from a working capital facility and a further $4.3 million in VAT that was verified for refund in early January. So combined, we believe liquidity is around about $24 million as we sit today, when you add those two points into it, and the balance sheet remains pretty much unleveraged. So a lot of liquidity and flexibility in our financing plan to deliver on the growth that we've set out. At the end of the quarter, debt on the balance sheet was very low at $2.4 million. As I said, we have flexibility in our financing plans to meet the growth that we've set out. And then, of course, the intrinsic value at both of our non-producing assets, Singida and West Kenya, which we believe and have shown previously to be around about $400 million of NPV at a $1,700 gold price. So a lot of value, intrinsic value in the portfolio, and that's exactly what we're focusing on over the next 12 months. Moving on to slide 6, as you can see, safety remains excellent. It's a core part of our culture and DNA at site. We've not had an LTI in over 4 years, and our injury frequency rate now is down to 0.89. It's the lowest it's been since at least 2017, and we see this as industry leading. We're very proud of it, and it's something that the team spends a lot of time focusing on. On to slide 7, as mentioned, during the quarter, we produced 12,244 ounces at a grade of 2 grams per ton. We had some supply chain issues with the emulsion provider that we rectified toward the back end of November and early December. In our RNS, we highlighted a number of challenges operating in Tanzania recently, including COVID, which had a spike in December, supply chain, which we talked about in the fourth quarter. And as I mentioned in the RNS, the labor force has been under incredible pressure given the ramp up of operations in Tanzania and across the African continent. So we've been working hard to improve training and development and to recruit where we just think it's uneconomic to be chasing salaries higher. But for the year, we produced 55,280 ounces at an average grade of 2.33 grams per ton. This is within the range of the revised guidance that we set out at the start of December. Most notable has been the step change here on, you can see on this slide, the step change in throughput, increasing 17% year over year with the addition of the third mill. And you can see here the physicals, tons ore mined have from underground and open pit have also increased significantly year on year from 2020. And these two factors really, these two inputs have gone a long way to mitigate the decrease in grade, which you can also see here year on year. And now final point here worth noting is the increase in gold price. For the first time ever, 2021 was at gold sales, all unhedged, exposed to spot. And again, this had a big mitigating factor in terms of additional cash flow, given the reduction in grade over the period. Moving on to slide 9 of the presentation, so skipping 8 onto 9, a few comments on the 2022 guidance, and it's important we ensure our investors, our shareholders, and the market is fully appraised of how this year will look. And as explained in this morning's RNS, the mine plan shows, as we expected back in last July, that the Bahenia Creek Crown Pillar, so this is the richest part of the remaining Bahenia Creek deposit, will begin to start be mined in about 3 months' time. So towards the end of April, early May, we believe we'll be able to access the Crown Pillar after the rains subside. And as you can see here, that Crown Pillar represents about 23,000 ounces. And the way to think of that is it's nearly effectively just over 1 month of milling for the equivalent of 3 to 4 months of gold production. And that's just really driven by the grade of 8.4 grams per time. Hugely profitable section of the Pieni Creek deposit, and this will go a long way to ensuring strong cash flow for the year to fund our development and growth plans. And so 2022 guidance has been set at 68 to 76,000 ounces, characterized by this crown pillar mining that I just took you through. About 65% of the gold production will come in the second half of the year. We're doing everything we can to bring forward that crown pillar, but again, just related to safety, we just can't do it any earlier than, as I said, end of April, given the rains. Q1 production should be similar to what we just saw in Q4, and again, that's driven by where we are in the mine plan and the grades we're expecting. Just on that point, we now have 82% of our 2022 ounces have been subjected to grade control drilling, and so we have much better information around what the expected grades and the plan will be, and we'll be putting out an updated reserve and resource statement shortly, likely showing a move from proven, from probable to proven ounces, given that grade control drilling. So more confidence in the 2022 plan. We have a big area here, as you can see on the bottom right-hand side of the page 9, which explains how the crown pillar will be accessed. And for those of you who aren't as familiar with mining as others, effectively the crown pillar is the last piece of the Bohemia Creek pie. It's a very high-grade area down at the bottom of the open pit. And so you can see the two green lines on either side of the graphic. You then have this this area that will be mining and then backfilling and extracting these 23,000 ounces of gold. Now, out of interest, we have done grade control drilling here, and so we have a very good feel for what the grades will be out of this crown pillar. But this happened to be the area where back in 2016 they were mining upwards of 15 to 20 gram material at the bottom end of the open pits. So a lot to look forward to here in the crown pillar. Of interest again here, about a quarter of our tons will come from the open pits, predominantly Elizabeth Hill, starting in March. I was at site about 10 days ago, and we'll be seeing the end of the Shamba pit. So that pit will be ending in about 60 days time. And then the other three quarters of the forecasted tons for 2022 will come from Bohemia Creek, predominantly this crown pillar, and the Luica underground deposits. Now, just moving on to slide 10, we'll turn our focus to the very exciting progress made at West Kenya, which we think is shaping up to be an excellent M&A acquisition that we made about a year and a half ago. We've now completed about 32,000 meters of drilling at West Kenya, including about 4,000 meters at regional targets in 2021. Results have been very encouraging, and we'll have an updated resource estimate out probably towards the end of February. Now, for the drilling results up to the middle of the year, June 30th, I think we've already shown this. We've converted over 100% of the targeted inferred resources to the indicated category. So that's 117,000 ounces grading 7.04 grams per ton. Fantastic outcome there on the grade and the conversion rate. And we've since now completed phase 2A of drilling to the end of the year. And this is focusing on part of that just under 1 million ounces of inferred resources that are still to be targeted for conversion. So, if you think of it this way, 10,000 meters drilled to the end of June, we converted 117,000 ounces. We then drilled another 17,000 meters in the same similar areas, and we'll look to convert another portion of ounces into indicated. Now, as I mentioned, we've also started drilling in some of the district targets, the first one being the Rimula target, which we updated the market on in quarter four, I believe, and had some really impressive results that were announced, and we'll have some more drilling results shortly on Rimula, Isulu, and Bushingala. Now, the final point with the West Kenya project, I often get the question, when will it come into production? These projects have to go through a very deliberate approach to ensuring all the risks are addressed. And that work specifically will start with the feasibility study work stream beginning in May 2022. We've recruited a top quality individual out of Canada who will be joining us and working on this project full time to deliver a feasibility study sometime targeted in Q3 2023. Moving on to slide 11, Singida is our second project in Tanzania. It remains on track for first gold production scheduled in early 2023. Just last week, we had our mining licenses, so three mining licenses at Singida, extended for a further 10 years, which is a great vote of commitment by the government and certainly de-risk that project. As we know, we have another decade at a minimum to realize the potential there. So by the end of 2021, we were about 42% completed on key deliverables at Singida. We spent about $11 million of capital and prepayments during the year at Singida. And what you'll see here, for the next 6 months, is the erection of the crusher and the milling units on the processing plant. We're going to have Metso, which is the vendor. They'll be on site in March to begin commissioning the crusher, which is a big step. And then, of course, the mining, which we'll see that ramp up largely starting in quarter two and through towards the end of the year. So that's there's quite a bit of pre-stripping to conclude and an erection of the TSF facility that will come from the waste rock. So we're confident with Singida. We have about 270 people on site, fully recruited domestically, and the project remains on track for scheduled production, as I said, in early 2023. Now on to slide 12, and for the first time in a long time, we're pleased to report a positive update on VAT. And it's something we've been talking about for years, and we've stuck with it, we've persevered, and over the last 15 months, we've had $11.5 million refunded, offset, or verified by the Revenue Authority. So $7.2 million in 2021 was offset and or paid in cash, so $4.2 million of offsets. And $3 million of cash. And then, as I said, on January 3rd, we had a letter back from the Revenue Authority outlining $4.3 million of VAT verified for refund. So that's basically the final step before it's either or paid or offset. Very good conversations with the Revenue Authority. I met them numerous times over the last couple of months, and we continue to have dialogue in a constructive way around the $23 million of historical VAT that we still believe is rightly ours and are pursuing. So that that remains in good open dialogue with the government. Now, finally, on slide 13, a few of the catalysts to expect over the coming months. As alluded to already, we'll be updating the market with a reserve and resource estimate as of the end of December. So that will include New Luweka and Singida. We haven't drilled very much at Singida at all, so we wouldn't expect that to change much, but certainly have had good positive results at the drilling at New Luweka, and we'll be putting that out shortly. Following which, we have the final drilling updates from the West Kenya project. So this is to the drilling that ended December 20th before the team broke for Christmas. We'll have those drilling results out soon, and that includes Asulu, Bushingala, and Rumula, and we'll provide an update on a target also called Bumbo, which is very interesting, and we'll put that out into the market. The West Kenya resource update is expected, as I said, in about a month's time, late February, and that will point to how many new ounces of inferred get converted into indicated and at what grade. And so we're excited by that. Yuri and the team are working on that full-time now to get that work completed. We'll provide another Sangeeta construction update over the next couple of months to give the market a flavor for how that's progressing. Quite excitedly for me is an inaugural 2021 sustainability report. We've spent a lot of time looking at ESG over the last 9 months. We've done numerous surveys, interviews with our top stakeholders, and have had a consultant help us think through what matters most to our stakeholders, and we'll be communicating that over the next couple of months, followed by which we'll have the full year results and our quarter one operating results. So a lot to look forward to over the next few months. Now, in conclusion, I would say, again, to summarize, 2022 will be a year of 68,000 to 76,000 ounces of gold production. It's a step up from where we were last year. We believe the challenges that we had in quarter four are behind us, and we certainly look forward to progressing Sangeeta and the West Kenya project through internally funded cash flow and existing liquidity. With that, I'll pass it back to the operator and open up to any questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Thank you. We will now take our first question. Please go ahead, sir.
Morning, Eric. It's Ben here from Liberum. How's it going? Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, Ben.
Perfect. Just a few questions. Firstly, on New Lucas, you've got this the high levels of grade control going forward. I presume that what's not covered is the later back end of the year, and is it the policy going forward that you're going to maintain this sort of level of grade control?
Yeah, it's a good question, Ben, and you know, it's one we historically haven't done. Grade control drilling, it's expensive, and you know, the way to think of it for us is, you know, it's a risk mitigation tool. It gives us predictability where we need to know what our cash flows will look like in the near term to be able to balance our growth and fund our growth. Now, we haven't actually thought about the policy beyond 2022 yet. You know, I think what's important is we have that predictability for the coming 12 months. You're right, the grade control drilling toward the end of the year, I mean, there's, as I said, at the end of 2021, we had to go in terms of the total year, which, you know, is 82% grade control drilled for the year is, I think, a very high number anyway to start with. And as we get through the year, as we have de-risk the Sangeeta construction, we'll take a view on how that looks like for 2023 and whether we continue grade control drilling or not.
Gotcha. That makes sense. And then just on Sangeeta, a couple of questions. Firstly, what's the pace of the CapEx going to be looking like over the year? And even though it's all on course, I'm just curious, has there been any supply chain disruption, even if it hasn't impacted Critical Path?
Yeah, so I'll start with the second question first. We've seen some of the vendors, particularly where there's raw materials around steel and inputs, you know, have tried to flex in terms of adding additional costs, and so we've been battling that a little bit. But I wouldn't, you know, I'd say that would be kind of typical CPI inflation rates. But you know, just not to be unexpected, to put it that way. In terms of supply chain, we haven't had any issues so far. Where we've had the typical challenge, Ben, with Sangeeta is getting approvals from the Mining Commission in Tanzania to use international vendors. And that's something they put in place about 3 years ago, where major contracts need a formal tender process and approval by the Mining Commission, which, you know, it's something we're in touch with the Mining Commission on a nearly daily basis, and we have a very good working relationship. So that set us back a little bit, but nothing nothing that's tripped us up from a critical path perspective.
Gotcha.
In terms of the actual profile of the spend, what you'll see is the spend will increase throughout the year, so it'll increase at an increasing rate throughout the year, and a large part of that spend is related to the mining, where we have some flexibility to optimize and flex it. But basically what that means is there's a lot of material to move, and you know, we talked about having a stockpile of about 10,000 ounces before going into commissioning, and that's really related to building the TSF. And so that work has to get going, and you know, we see that starting in April time in earnest. The mining has commenced already, but it'll really ramp up starting in April, which coincides with the crown pillar. So we're,
yeah,
you know, we're effectively trying to time the cash flows from one asset to the other, and make sure that we remain on course while still doing that.
Mm.
Is that helpful in terms of?
That makes complete sense. Just one more from me, if I may. Just on the sustainability review, is that all three assets, including West Kenya? And are the challenges slightly different at all between, from a sustainability perspective, different stakeholders, et cetera?
Yeah, Tanzania and Kenya, there are a lot of similarities, but there are certainly quite a few differences as well. The sustainability report will cover all three assets and talk about the work we're doing in both countries. I mean, I might just say in Kenya, we've had some really good success in rolling out some pretty interesting sustainability projects. And we have a plan. I think there's just under 50 projects over the next 36 months that we're going to be rolling out, or I've already started rolling out. So a lot of good things to do. And, you know, certainly I would say around the West Kenya project, there's, you know, the population there is thirsting to see an industrial asset come to bear and employment kick off. You know, hopefully we'll be able to do that for them.
Perfect. That's great. That's all from me. Thanks.
Thanks, Ben.
It appears we have no further questions at this time. I would now like to turn the call back over to Mr. Zurin for any further or closing remarks. Thank you.
Thank you very much, operator, and to all our shareholders, stakeholders, and market followers. We're extremely excited about this coming year. There's, you know, by the end of 2022, we'll have Singida nearing its production start, which is, yeah, I think, a phenomenal outcome for Shanta, given where we were not too long ago with that project, and getting us over that 100,000 ounce mark, you know, with a real path to sustainability. So a lot to look forward to. As I mentioned, we are funded through cash flows and our own internal liquidity. We're committed to self-financing our own growth and look forward to providing transparent, open updates on the production over the next 12 months. Thank you very much, everyone, and we'll be in touch with more information as it becomes available.
Thank you. This concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.